Brian Horsberg with Bright Winter Cleveland, one of our favorite events. We had Brian on to talk about this last year and absolutely had to have him on to talk about it again this year because they've got a lot of cool events lined up and they are celebrating their 10th anniversary this year. Brian, thank you for the time. How are you?
Doing well. Thanks so much for having us on. It's great to be back.
Well, it all takes place Saturday, February 23rd. There's art, there's music, there's food. Give us all the details.
Well, Bright Winter is all about celebrating the winter in a time of year that a lot of people don't always make it outside. So we're actually in our 10th year this year, and it's going to be bigger and better than ever. We have over 40 bands with 5 stages of music, stuff for the kids early on in the day, tons of fire and light, really something for everybody.
I want to get into the music and the bands as well. You mentioned 5 different stages, over 40 different bands. Going to be a heck of a lot of fun. What kinds of music and what kinds of bands will be there on Saturday?
Really, it is a true representation of Cleveland, really almost every genre of band. Our headliner is out of California, and that is Small Pools, a really new, fun, and up-and-coming band that's getting quite a bit of radio play right now. Then we also have Esri, who is a local Cleveland native who's made it big out west as well. He'll be playing over on the K&D stage under the bridge. And then a lot of great local acts, some new to Bright Winter, like Counterfeit Madison and Who Hit Me. And then some of our folks who come in year in and year out, like Front Porch Lights and Morning of Black Star. You know, from hip-hop to rock and roll to... you name it, really, there's almost something for every musical taste.
Brian Horsberg with Cleveland's Bright Winter event joining us here on Bullseye on the Afternoon. It takes place a week from this Saturday, February 23rd. And I want to get back to that first band that you mentioned. They're coming all the way out here from California to take part in this event?
They are coming all the way from California. They're flying out. There's 8 of them coming out in the entire travel party. And they've played Cleveland before, but never on such a big stage. So we've been talking to them for a few months over the summer, trying to work things out. And when they heard about the opportunity to come play on a huge stage outside in front of, you know, 10,000-15,000 people, we were able to figure it out. And they are super jazzed and super excited to be playing here in what really is one of Cleveland's biggest musical events of the year.
Now, of course, because the event title is Bright Winter, I think you certainly want quite a bit of winter weather to be present at this thing. What are the ideal conditions? I know you guys do this, you know, rain, snow, sleet, shine, whatever the case may be, but you certainly want there to be a little element of winter in here, don't you?
You're right. We'll do it with whatever comes our way, and that's kind of what makes Clevelander so great. We've had 65-degree weather and sun. We've had 10-degree weather and bone cold and snow. Last year we had 45 and rain. But the coolest thing is that people still come out no matter what. And I'd say if you had to make me choose, this past Saturday was a great day, and we had temperatures right around 28 degrees, a slight dusting of snow, but a little sun peeking through the clouds. That's ideal, but we're not about ideal. We prepare for the elements. We have heated art tents. We have tons of beer, tons of hot chocolate for those who need to warm up and for the kids. So really, no matter what the weather that we get, be it that perfect 28 degrees or that bone-chilling 10 degrees, people still come out, have a great time. We have 12 different fire pits to keep people warm, tons of fun stuff going on. So really, no matter what the weather, it's a great time.
Now, what kinds of art will you guys have on display there? I know you guys have a lot of different displays. I think you guys even have some ice sculptorists that are coming to this thing as well. What kinds of art is available?
Yeah, so this year's theme is Bright 10 Onwards, and really the theme in our art tents is going to be a by plane, by train, by automobile. So we have a by land tent that's actually built over 10,000 square feet of what normally is a beach volleyball court, but it's a really unique space for people to explore the land-themed art in there. Then we have a by sea tent partnering with the Greater Cleveland Aquarium, which is super exciting. So lots of nautical and kind of ocean-themed stuff going on in there. And then my favorite one of all the art experiences is our new warehouse called The Hangar, which is actually an abandoned old warehouse that we got permission to use, and tons of things going on in relation to air travel in there including a bar with folks dressed up as old school flight attendants serving drinks in there. So that's really cool. And just like you mentioned, you know, the capstone, the highlight of everything is oftentimes the ice carving. We're carving basically every hour on the hour from 3 o'clock all the way till 8 or 9. And each one is a different demo, and they actually carve those on site. So it's really fun. We have fire dancers at 6:30 and 7:30. And then that kind of comes together at 8:15. We have a huge fire and ice tower. So these guys build this 8-foot tall, really tower column made of big ice blocks, throw some firewood in there, light it up. And it really, you have to see it to believe it, but it's basically a 15-foot fire tall, and it melts the ice, and the fire fights the ice, and it's kind of really the greatest picture of Bright Winter there is.
Very cool stuff. That sounds like a sight to see, no question about that. Now, I know a few years back when you guys had this over in the West 25th area near the market, I know you guys had a bunch of different games going on and things like that. I think you had like an Angry Birds game. I think you had like an outdoor like snow bowling game. Will you guys have games like that available?
Yeah, we'll have tons of things that are interactive. This year we've got interactive snow bowling. That's really fun. We will have the Angry Birds cornhole back once again. And really, there's just tons of things for the family to do down there. We have s'more kits that we sell, so folks can come out and make s'mores out in the winter. And then all of our art tents each has a theme and something for the kids to do as well there. So it's pretty exciting.
Now, this year, you guys are back. You're in the West Bank of the Flats, is that right?
We are in the West Bank of the Flats. Just a lot of people are familiar with Nautica, down where Jago's Pavilion is there. We're right there, right by the corner of Main and Elm.
Very cool stuff. And you guys, as you mentioned, are celebrating 10 years this year. Really awesome stuff. Give us an idea as to how far things have come with this celebration over the course of the last decade.
You know, it started with a few friends wanting to do something cool just for their friends in a time of year there wasn't a whole lot going on. That was back in 2010, and it started under a bridge on the East Bank of the Flats. And since then, the community has taken a hold of it and helped us grow. We wouldn't be here without all the great artists and musicians. And, you know, it went from the Flats all the way up to West 25th, where we were for 4 years. Super exciting to grow with all the great things going on near the West Side Market there. And then when we had a chance to go down back to the West Bank of the Flats, it's just been so much fun to see the event grow, see so many people come out for it. And really, you know, we're able to put a lot of good, cool things in place, a lot of stages, a lot of fires. But it's cool to see when the people come out. That's what really makes Bright Winter what it is, you know, thousands of Clevelanders, thousands of folks from the state of Ohio out there celebrating winter, having a great time.
That one of your favorite parts of it, that kind of camaraderie of all the Clevelanders kind of getting together, hanging out in the winter?
Absolutely. The event is so Cleveland, right? Like, where else does this sort of stuff happen? That's, you know, we do all this work, but at the end of the day, when we're sitting there 8, 9 o'clock, seeing people dancing in the snow, throwing snowballs at each other, experiencing a new band that they haven't seen before and a new place they may not have been before, I mean, that's what it's all about for me.
The Cleveland Bright Winter event takes place Saturday, February 23rd on the West Bank of the Flats. Brian Horsberg talking about it here with us on Bullseye on the Afternoon. Boy, Cleveland Magazine described the event as an adult snow day with ice carvings, fire pits, art installations, and plenty of craft beer as well. I want to give you a chance to kind of expand on that because I thought that was a pretty cool description, an adult snow day with a lot of really cool things going on. But I think you guys always express this. It's not just for adults. You have a lot of cool things for kids to do as well.
Yeah, it's really for everyone. What we really try to do is keep people moving and keep people doing stuff and experiencing stuff that they wouldn't normally do. So one thing I didn't mention is it's a totally free event, so anyone can come. It's free of charge, and people can, you know, maybe see art they've never seen before. They can go warm up by a fire, to go catch 20 minutes of a band. It's really, you know, they can make s'mores. So it's really that adult snow day, but really for everyone, doing fun things that they probably wouldn't do otherwise, in a place they wouldn't do it otherwise. So I think that's kind of what the spirit of the event is and why adults like, you know, kind of letting loose and coming out so much.
Well, the entire event is free, as you mentioned, although you guys are selling some VIP tickets. What goes into the VIP experience?
VIP gets you a really nice warm spot to warm up and a custom bar there, some snacks and hors d'oeuvres, plus access to a VIP restroom trailer so you can stay warm and be a little more comfortable during the events.
Very cool stuff. Well, Brian, as always, we appreciate the time. For our listeners out there wondering where they can go to get some more information on the food vendors, the beer vendors, and, of course, the bands that are going to be playing at the event, where can they go to get that information?
Yeah, they can go to our website, www.brite, that's B-R-I-T-E, winter.com. So I got to spell that right. So B-R-I-T-E, winter.com.
B-R-I-T-E, winter.com. Good stuff. Well, Brian, thank you as always for the time. We appreciate you joining us, and we look forward to seeing you out there on Saturday, February 23rd.
Sounds great. Thanks so much, guys, for having us on.